listening to Italian Dish, and I'm your host, Christine. I'm an expat here in Italy. In each episode, we'll cook one Italian recipe together, and I'll dish a little bit about what it's really like living here in Italy. So, put on your apron, pour yourself a glass of wine, and let's get cooking. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti nella mia cucina. Hi guys and welcome to my kitchen. All right, so it is September and that means there are some amazing fruits and vegetables that we have to take advantage of in this season. One of which is figs. Figs are just an amazing fruit. I don't know if you have ever had fresh figs. I kind of grew up only really being familiar with fig Newtons, which is kind of the saddest, if you ask me, maybe the saddest expression of figs in the world. But here I have for me some really fresh, organic green figs, so fichi verdi. You can also get fichi neri, so black figs. They have just like the sort of black, dark purplish skin on the outside. It really doesn't make a difference here. They're both sweet. As long as they're ripe, it'll definitely be the same. You'll definitely get the same result. We're gonna make crostini di fichi. So I've got just a couple of things. This is really like a non-recipe recipe. It's the simplest thing you could possibly do. And I was thinking about what I wanted to do with figs. I was like, there are just so many varieties of all of the delicious things you could do. Torta di fichi, marmellata di fichi. There's like so many different expressions of figs, if you will. So I landed on this just because it's September, things are getting a little bit crazy, we're all back to school, things are just a bit complicated right now in history, you know, 2020 September, when we look back, we'll say, good job for just getting breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the table, you know what I mean? So here we are, and I've just got a couple of things. You can do this in several ways, but I've chosen to use gorgonzola, which is incredible cheese. If you don't like gorgonzola, it's a bit strong. You could definitely do like brie or any sort of mild cheese as well would work here, like ricotta. I'm just spreading this on schiacciata because that's what I have, but you could definitely do this on bread. And I've got like the creamier variety of gorgonzola cheese. There's definitely different varieties there, but I would say stick to the milder one, so like gorgonzola dolce, not the like spicy one, picante, because that's just like a bit bolder of a flavor, but you know, to each their own, it's really up to you. So I'm just spreading that on my piece of schiacciata, which I talked about this in an earlier episode, but schiacciata is kind of like Florence's, well not only Florence, but it's similar to a focaccia. Not exactly. It's like a flatbread that's not so flat. It's schiacciata. It means like squashed or flattened, but it's definitely, I'm using the like fluffier kind that has, it's like a risen flatbread, if you will. And I've got my green figs and I'm going to take those and kind of, they look like little teardrops is like the shape of a fig, right? So taking my paring knife, I'm kind of going to make like an X starting from the top to sort of open them up. And that's just going to look pretty. There's nothing really super scientific about that choice. It's just cute. So I've got two figs for this little piece of schiacciata. And opened it up. Two little fig flowers. And I really like balsamico. So I'm using aceto di balsamico di Modena, actually the crema, so it's like a really creamy balsamic vinegar. When I was a study abroad student, we visited like a balsamic vinegar, like not factory, it's like smaller than that. I guess home production, but it wasn't a home, azienda, like a company. Oh my gosh, you guys, my English has gone downhill since living in Italy for 4 years now. But anyways, I've got some crema d'aceto balsamico, and I'm going to drizzle that on here because that's going to be yummy. And voila, this is like the easiest thing you could do. Definitely worth the payout. If you guys are interested in the full details of the recipe, the written recipe, all of that will be available on my website, ItalianDishPodcast.com. So if you're a member of the Italian Dish Cooking Club on Patreon, you will have access to this recipe and more. I publish one recipe, one episode per week, and all of the written details are on there for you guys. So I'm going to try this crostini di fichi. It looks so good. I'm going to take a bite. Okay, that's everything in life. All right, guys, that's it. Ciao. Thank you for listening to this episode of Italian Dish. If you enjoyed this recipe and know someone else who loves Italian food, share it with them. Buon appetito, ragazzi, and until next time, alla prossima. Ciao, ciao.